It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 314. This show is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Please visit techpodcast.com. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me suggestions for future show topics or any question. My email address is miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail message, and I have one for tonight. The phone number is 240-949-2450, and that's Mike Tech Show, all one word, on Skype. Don't forget to visit the wiki at mtswiki.com. I actually have an email about that, and we'll cover that coming up. You can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Mike Tech Show. I have a jam-packed show, lots to cover tonight, but one big announcement. I will be doing a live Philly Tech Guys with Steve Cherubino, who's the host of Podnuts and all of his shows. Steve and I will be together this Saturday, July 10th at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, live on the Mike Tech Show channel on Ustream. I will tweet that again. I will have the video linked live at miketechshow.com. We have a great show planned where we're going to talk about some current tech topics. The second half of the show is dedicated to notebook repairs, and we're going to do two live repairs from one of my clients, their notebooks. It should be a lot of fun. Take the time to join us. I think you'll definitely benefit from that. And I know everybody's been asking for Steve and I to get together and do a show. So we're back. We're doing one, and I'm looking forward to it. And I know Steve is, so it's great. He canceled a great tech debate to do the show Saturday. Give a listen.
Hello, all you loyal listeners of the Mike Tech Show. This is Paul Muller here from the Summer of Podcast Contest. Your super secret code word is awesome. That's AWESOME. Head right on over to podcastmadness.com and enter that in for your chance to win and to see all the details. Thanks so much to the Mike Tech Show for being a part of the contest this year. We're going to see you and all your friends over at the Summer of Podcast Contest.
And thank you, Paul. And of course, that's Paul from the Philadelphia area and the Caffeination Podcast. Before we get started, let's take care of business. Anytime that I can save money, I look to do that, as I'm sure you do. And one way is to save on travel costs and expenses in visiting a client when you can hold the meeting and do it remotely and hold that meeting online. And you know I'm talking about GoToMeeting, the ultimate service for hosting meetings. You can hold unlimited meetings for one flat rate. For $49 a month, you can have as many meetings as you want. Everybody can join by just going to GoToMeeting.com. One click, they're joined. You can share your desktop on everybody's desktop so they can see what you're doing and demonstrating. It supports voice over IP. It's everything you want in a meeting service. And you can try all those features out for free for 30 days. But you have to visit GoToMeeting.com/techpodcast. That's GoToMeeting.com/techpodcast for a free 30-day trial. Before I get into the voicemail and email, I want to talk about lighting. You've heard me mention my keyboard that I just love, and I wish I had bought a couple of these when there was an incredible sale the day after Thanksgiving. And that Black Friday, let me tell you, the last couple years on Black Fridays, I have gotten incredible steals. This illuminated keyboard from Logitech still goes for $80. I picked this up for $29, and it is my favorite keyboard out of all the years that I've had a keyboard in front of me. This is my favorite keyboard. Now, it may not be yours. Everybody has a different feel. For a backlit keyboard and the soft touch and it's very thin, I love it. And we're talking about lighting because it is so important that you create a comfortable environment when you're working on a computer. And with me, it means more because now not only do I have to worry about just using my keyboard, I got to worry about lighting for the show that I'm recording tonight, right now, on Ustream. So I've been having troubles with a little light that I have always had that lights up my desktop. I have found the perfect replacement because it finally died. And one of the things I hated about that old light was the cord, the switch to turn it on and off with a lot of these gooseneck lamps and a lot of different lamps. It's on the cord about a foot away. So what good is that when you got to wrap the cord up on the table? Well, I have a link here for a 48 LED flexible neck desk lamp. It's 7 watt. It's got a very soft touch. When you touch the base, it will automatically turn on. This lamp is $30. It had a couple reviews, and I went back and forth looking at all the different lights on Amazon. I picked this one. I have been now using it for a couple days, and I love it. The thing just lights up everything. I've had it on for hours and hours, and because it's an LED light, it does not get hot. It's got a flexible neck, being able to adjust the light so I can position it. It lights up with a nice white light all over my desk. Now, one of the reviews says it's sort of blue light. I don't see that. It's a very nice white light, and it lights up an incredible area in front of me. And since it's adjustable, I can do what I want with it, and it looks pretty good. So I am very happy with this, and I wanted to link that for you. Now, why I'm talking about lights, I think a flashlight is absolutely required. You have to have it in your tool bag, and I can't think of a better light than an LED compact aluminum flashlight. And this super LED, 9 LED light that I'm linking here cost a whopping $4.50. It is durable, it is bright, and I have a couple of them. So I have one at my desk, and I keep one in my tool bag, in my car, in my trunk. So when I visit a client, I have a flashlight. And it's small, it's compact. The only thing I hope is that I don't leave it at a client and I don't lose it because it is small. But for $4.50, you can't go wrong. And I'm going to have links to all of these products that I'm talking about where you can purchase them through my Amazon link on Amazon.com. And that's not the only reason I'm linking these. I use these products that I am talking about. And I think lighting is so important that you want to make sure you can see everything that you're doing. You got to be comfortable and you want to have the right light. And so I wanted to share my experience with it. And I spent a long time, a lot of hours in researching online, looking at the reviews, looking at the features, and it had to be easy to use, flexible, bright, and inexpensive when it came to a desktop lamp. So I had lots of criteria that I was looking for. And if I didn't like it, then I knew I could send it back because Amazon has an incredible return policy, and that's really nice. So give that a try if you need to take a look at anything like that for lighting. Give a listen to this voicemail.
Hey, Mike, this is Bill, Red Dwarf in the chat. I sent you an email I think it was last night, and I forgot to mention that there is a coupon code for TechNet. I can't remember off the top of my head the code, but if you go into Google and search for coupon codes and TechNet, you should find it. and it's 25% off. And I checked it, and it is a valid code. And that's a nice little sum off. But I think the professional goes down to 260-something. Of course, the regular TechNet subscription would be 175. Thought I'd give you a shout and let you know that I ran across that too. Thanks. Bye.
Phil, thank you. And he followed it up with this email. The code is TNITQ406. That code will be in the show notes. I don't know how long it will be available and working, but that code gets 25% off of your TechNet subscription. So if you're thinking of buying TechNet, then you want to use that code and save 25%. I get nothing for this. This code was just found on the internet. And I used a code very similar to that to purchase my subscription a couple months ago when it was called TechNet Plus. And I talked about that last week where now it's TechNet Professional and TechNet Standard. So if you want all of the Microsoft products, then you have no choice. You absolutely have to purchase a TechNet subscription where you get all of that software. This is from Philip, and he said, Mike, I was checking out some old podcasts, and I noticed that the archive shows 001 through 150 links to that archive page. It didn't work. I emailed Barbara, who maintains the wiki, and she fixed that. But then I also noticed something that the link really goes from 0 to shows 139. Then the next link is going to be 140 to 300 and then 300 to current. So there'll be three links on the front page of the wiki. I'm also going to put those links when they're finished and totally correct. I'm going to add that to the MikeTechShow.com website on the right-hand side as the three links to also directly link to those pages. This is from Kate. Knowing of my love of interesting resumes, I thought you would find this interesting. Kate sent this, just having fun, how to make a visual resume with PowerPoint in three steps and stand out from the crowd. Now, remember, we're having fun here. I figured I would just share that with you because that was pretty cool. So thank you, Kate. This is from Raul from New York. He had a request. He said, about 6 months ago, I first heard of you from the Philly Tech Guys podcast and then gravitated to your show. I like it a lot. It helps me keep current with what is going on in tech and in a way that is available and open to the everyday man. My only critique of your show, and this is very interesting, and I've noticed this when I'm editing the show, is that you have this inflection in your voice that does not deviate from when you read a listener email and when you respond or make a comment. It is very hard for me to tell when you are no longer reading that email and when you are commenting. Regardless, keep up the good work. Now I'm commenting, and then I'll continue on his email. He's right, and I have noticed that when I do make comments and then continue reading, and I just assume you would know that. And when I'm editing the show, I catch that. And there's like no way after the fact to correct it. It's a habit that I have. And what I'm going to do is try to say the words that segue back. And Raul continues with, I am in need of a file synchronization software that allows me to back up all the files in my documents, especially my photos, to either a NAS or external drive. I also like this software to be able to FTP or SCP to or from a website. Ideally, it should have some kind of recovery mode, such that if I'm uploading or downloading a file and the connection is interrupted, it would pick up where it left off. I am willing to purchase it if it is a reasonable cost. I searched download.com, but thought I would give you a try. Thanks for everything. He followed up with another email. I should also elaborate that I am consulting as a web developer, and thus I would use this same software to automatically sync with my external hard drive so that I can take my work home. As an additional feature, I would also like to schedule the synchronization. Raul, thanks for the question. I emailed him with the ultimate answer, and that is SyncBack SE. The free version is not going to do everything he wants. The SE version is more powerful, especially when it gets to doing the transfers back and forth via FTP. So SyncBack SE will take care of everything that you need. And it costs, I think, like $39 for the SE version. If you want to try, you could see how the free version works, but there are more features in the paid SE version. Next email, longtime listener to the show. Keep up the great work. Here is a great hosted exchange company I have used for my previous job. They are a great company and support is good too. And they are intermedia.net. And I will have that link. Thank you, Mort. And that, of course, is in response to a listener who was asking for hosted exchange services. And here is another response to that. Hi, Mike. I'm a longtime listener of the show and wanted to chime in as a listener question about hosted exchange. The listener was looking for a cheap hosted exchange solution for a single user. We have used Appiver, Appiver, GoDaddy, Aptix, ShareWeb, that's S-H-E-R, web, in the past for a few of our clients. I would suggest looking into the GoDaddy solution as it is the cheapest at $9.99 per month for a single user with 2 gigs of storage space and BlackBerry Enterprise support and no setup fees for the Exchange account or BlackBerry Enterprise. GoDaddy has been the cheapest solution we have found and works like a charm. Just make sure to watch your storage limit and or archive your email as needed. Thanks again for all your hard work and hope you enjoy the 4th of July weekend. Oh, thank you very much. And you know, that was a good reminder. I hope everybody had a safe and happy holiday this past weekend. I did. Jared, that is an excellent solution. I never even thought of GoDaddy, and my websites are hosted at GoDaddy. When you're buying anything from GoDaddy, I have a code. I also have a link on the left-hand side of the website for as an affiliate link, but the code for a discount is POD136. So try that code when you're checking out for any of your purchases. Thank you very much, Jared, for that recommendation. This is an email from Lou, and Lou hosts the Lou Trek Show at loutrekshow.com, and he is a moderator in the chat every week. He says, "Hi, Mike. You could feel free to read this on the show if you wish. As you remember, you were the one who helped me start my own podcast. You're forever immortalized on the main webpage. I would like to pick your brain about an idea on the direction of the Lou Trek Show. I ran this past Buyer Brown with positive feedback. Please give me your thoughts. Currently, we just pick a topic and see what comes out of it. It tends to turn into chaos. I am thinking of revamping the show. I know you've told me my intro is too long. At the time, I disagreed because when you add in the time it takes to start the average show, throw in 2 or 3 sponsor ads, you're sitting at almost 5 minutes before you really get into the show. I have no sponsors to worry about, so after our minute or so of intros and jingles, we get right into the show. Now, my comment here, I have one sponsor. Sometimes I may talk about other things, but I think I get into the show fairly quickly. Back in the old days, I may have spent a longer time, but I think I get right into the tech topic pretty fast now, and it's something that I work hard on to make sure that I do that. Now, back to Lou's email. Well, I think maybe you might be right after all. So I am working on making it a simple intro jingle, similar to what you and Carrie do on Tech Vets. Now, my comment, Carrie and I don't do anything. We just introduce ourselves. So that's like about 10 seconds. Lou continues, I might use about a minute to remind people to visit other podcasts such as yours and others. Another change is the format. I want to have segments for each show. Now, this is very good. That are the same. Something similar to what Buyer Brown or Buyer Brown Tech and Stuff at bbtas.com does on each show. He does a segment and moves on to the next. I might not have those God-given pipes, but when I listen to Buyer, I can hear the structure of the show. It makes so good that it doesn't matter what the topic is. As long as Buyer's doing the talking, I'm honored to be the one doing the listening. That's a great comment. We would do things like news from our lives first, Trek news, Trek birthdays, movie news, and then do an interview or talk about the topic. One thing you said is you can't understand how we could be accepted to Tech Podcast. Well, I tend to agree, and signing up was really a shot in the dark. If you think about it, the entire world of Trek is about tech. And, you know, Lou's dead on here. He's absolutely right. There is tech galore in Trek. So a segment of the show can be called The Tech of Trek, how Trek technology has actually come to be. Buyer himself sent me an article about how scientists are now creating a holodeck. So in a sense, we are very much about tech. I hope you are just happy we're part of the family. Absolutely. Anybody that enters into the Tech Podcast Network, they are accepted with open arms and one of the brothers of tech. That's great. And you can benefit from the mentoring and the things that happens at techpodcast.com. What do you think about the idea of changing to a structured format that is the same each week with only the topic or interview being different? Thank you for being there for us. Lou, I really think that's a very good idea. Structure is good. And when people get used to the structure, like my show, I try to keep the same sort of structure. Once everybody gets used to it, wait until you go try to change it. And then you get the response, what are you doing? Don't change it. I can't even change my intro and outro because people have been listening to that same Rob Coslow piano segment for my intro and outro so long that I can't even change it without causing a disruption in the universe somewhere where everybody feels something's wrong. So I have to go back and go back to the where I've tried to make some changes to change some up, but I can't. And that's great. And that's why I need the response and I need the feedback. So my recommendation is, yes, do that and have very structured segments and then mix up the topics within there and then see how it works and see what the response is. Ask for feedback and, you know, run this by your listeners and say, hey, what do you think about this? Go for it. Do it. And then this will apply to anybody doing any podcast. And that's why I read this, even though Lou's doing a very Trek, Star Trek related topic, you can apply that to any topic with any podcast. Structure is good because you won't sway too much and go off. Sometimes I'll do that, but it's usually because of an email. And if you noticed, I've done some structure in a way where I'll now talk about some gadgets and topics and different things. And then now I play the voicemail and then I'll go into the email. Then I'll do my independent music. So there is some structure. It's just not as formal, but it's definitely an outline that I try to adhere to. If you get to that, I think you'll be good. So it might be a combination of some structure, but don't be too structured in the sense that leave room for some of the creativity. This is from Christian. Hello, Mike. I finally switched over to your new RSS feed today to discover that it's flawed. There's no title for it, and there may be some other issues too, but at least it lists all the episodes. The feed has warnings, but no errors. And the warning, and I need help with this, how do I add a title to an RSS feed that is automatically generated by my WordPress blog, and I cannot put a title in the title field of my blog because it will overwrite the graphic that I have at the top of the page. So, how do I incorporate a title when I can't fill out the title field in WordPress? That's my question for you. I need a WordPress expert to get back to me. I need some help with that. Thank you. The other errors I'll look at, but I don't think I can do anything about that. But the title one is a big one. This is from Lloyd, and it's a follow-up to the disappointing battery life of a MacBook Pro. And we have some, I have some feedback here for him. Mike, after some additional testing, I have found that VMware Fusion plus Windows 7 Pro seems to be the root of my battery life deficiency. When not running Fusion, the battery life estimator will show 10 hours or more now on a full charge. As soon as Fusion is launched and the virtual machine is booted, it knocks the estimate down to around 3 hours, a huge difference. Unfortunately, my bread and butter is on the Windows side, so I need to run Fusion most of the time. I guess I don't have a beef with Apple, but I would be interested in knowing if you or anyone else can confirm my findings and any other suggestions to improve battery life while running Windows. Maybe I'll try Windows XP. Lloyd, before the show, since this email just came in tonight, right before the show, I actually tested with my MacBook Pro, and with VMware Fusion, I get a 4.5 hours available. When I shut VMware Fusion down, it went back up to 9 hours. Now, and it was good in nickname in the chat room has recommended Boot Camp. In order to get Boot Camp working, you have to partition your drive and install XP, but you can only run XP or Windows 7 at one time with Boot Camp. You can't run the operating system with the Mac OS at the same time. So you would boot into Windows or you would boot into the Mac, where VMware Fusion, since it's virtual, allows you to run them both. Now, you may have better battery life by using Boot Camp, and that's a possibility, and that might be something you want to try and see what happens with battery life, but you're now taking a piece and partitioning your hard drive, and I've never uninstalled Boot Camp, so you have to be ready to repartition your entire system again if you don't like it, and be prepared to blow everything away and re-put the Mac back to its native state if your experiment with Boot Camp does not work. Another thing to try, it's not hard to replace the hard drive in the MacBook Pro. I mean, you don't want to be, you can't easily like keep moving it in and out, but to put it in and a one-time shot and change the hard drive and maybe have it run Windows with Boot Camp and play with that and see how it works. And then, you still have your pristine Mac set up. That's another idea, but that's costly because now you got to buy another hard drive. You might want to image your system on the Mac side and get a good backup of an entire image right now before you start partitioning it with Boot Camp. Let me know how you make out, Lloyd, if you're going to experiment with Boot Camp and try to run. I will also run XP, but I don't think I'm going to have any better luck. I don't know why running XP in VMware versus Windows 7, I don't think it will have any significant impact on battery life. I think it's because of VMware and what it takes up and consuming for power. But that is interesting observation, Lloyd, and thank you for passing it on to me. What is your experience out there? Are you using VMware, and how have you helped with your battery life and trying to extend it? 4.5 hours to me is fine. I would love to get 8-10 hours, but luckily, knock wood, I haven't needed more than 3 or 4 hours without the ability to recharge. That is it for the tech content for tonight's show. I have some independent music, and I've played this before. Great artist, one of my favorite independent artists, Liz Longley. I have the song Rush. Give a listen, and then I'll be back to wrap up.
Don't stop. I like where this is going. You've got a way of coming over me like rain in June. Tongue tied, your body warm to the touch, and you're terrified. Well, that makes two of us now. Just the two of us now. Have you ever felt so alive as I feel with you tonight? So deep in your arms. And have you ever had a love so real that through your veins you could almost feel a rush of blood to your heart? With one kiss, you cover every inch of my skin in pure bliss, and all the sound of you aching. Steady as you unfold me and unleash a desire that will never die. Have you ever felt so alive as I feel with you tonight? So deep in your arms. And have you ever had a love so real that through your veins you could almost feel a rush of blood to your heart, to your heart. The bare moon shining through the window, our shadows dancing on the wall, the pulse racing like the thunder as we surrender to it all. Well, have you ever felt so alive as I feel with you tonight? So deep in your arms. And have you
That is Liz Longley and the song Rush. And you can buy all of her music directly from CD Baby or iTunes, right from her website. And that is LizLongley.com. Great artist. And she, of course, is from the Philadelphia area. So we love supporting local artists, especially with such a beautiful voice that Liz has. That's it for tonight's show. And I want to thank everybody for downloading and subscribing to the podcast and supporting the show by supporting the affiliates, by using my Amazon link and making your purchases. Thank you so very, very much. I really appreciate it. That is it. I will hope to see you in the chat on Saturday when I record Philly Tech Guys with Steve. If you can't make it, don't worry. I'll have links to the recording and to the video. And, of course, I will be back next Thursday night, same time, same channel. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.